Welcome to the J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. On the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News. On today's program, we're speaking with Dr. Michael Volk about his new position as the superintendent of Winfield, Mount Union, and Columbus. Can we begin with your journey through the field of education, where you got your start, that kind of led you to this point?
Yeah, no problem. I grew up in Cascade, Iowa. I grew up farming. I was active in 4-H and FFA. I wrestled. I played football and just thoroughly enjoyed my rural community. I went to a community college, eventually transferred to the University of Dubuque. And after graduating with my undergrad, I moved to Gilbert, Arizona, where I was student teaching. I was hired on. It was in Gilbert Public Schools over about a 10-year span. I worked as a high school language arts teacher, and I was very active. Just really learned a ton. And during that time, I completed my master's degree in education at Arizona State. And my principal at the time encouraged me to start the doctoral program at Arizona State University. And I completed that. What brought me back to Iowa was my father suddenly passed away. And, you know, when big life events like that happen, you take some moment to reflect and think about the important things in life. And I really wanted to kind of get back to Eastern Iowa and get moving there. And I was hired as a talented and gifted teacher in the South Tama district. I wasn't certified to teach talented and gifted education, so I went back, did my endorsement and certification through the Bell and Blank Center at the University of Iowa, learned a ton, was a teacher there, and then kind of jumped into the talented and gifted director role. I did that for 2 years. Basically, beyond that, I was really enthusiastic about getting into building administration roles. And so I started looking and applying, and I landed at the Catholic school here in Anamosa, St. Patrick's School. And I have been here for 4 years. I remember networking with some colleagues, and one of them said, you know, what's your eventual goal? And I said, you know, to become a superintendent. And this individual said, you know, you really need to get into a program to get your licensure for your superintendency degree. And so I did that, and I was ready to rock and roll and start looking. And I had an interview in Columbus Junction, and very blessed to have been offered the position.
And is there anything in particular that drew you to that community?
You know, it's a rural community. And I told the school board and the groups in my interview, my goal is to be the leader of a school district in a rural community. So when they called me for the offer, I was just very blessed. My wife and I were very faithful, and we prayed a lot about it, and we were just very excited for the opportunity.
Now that the position is yours, do you have any vision lined up for those districts or anything that you're particularly excited for?
I think the first thing is building positive relationships. And that needs to come on my part, but everybody's part in the whole community. Everybody needs to be there for the right reasons. Everybody needs to build positive relationships. Everyone needs to have a growth mindset. So I guess building positive relationships with school board, staff, students, families, and both school communities. I want to have a really strong presence in both districts, which will allow me to listen and learn from all the stakeholders. And then at the end of the day, I really want to plan to advocate for the needs of all students while also celebrating diversity in their communities and the pride they share. You know, I think that the public school is really the focal point of any rural community. It brings people together. And sometimes I feel like that sense of community is lost in bigger urban areas. And I'm really passionate about that.
And I'm sure that you still haven't had the opportunity to meet face-to-face with a lot of the students, staff members, parents, but while you've got this opportunity, what would you like to say to those people that you'll be working with?
Well, I'm just excited to get down there, you know. I've already met a lot of people. I've been in communication with the Columbus School Board, I know. I've talked to some administrators down in Winfield, Mount Union. we're just all very excited to get started. And what I would say to them is, once I get down there, don't be afraid to say hi. I mean, I'm not going to go in there and just tip over the pot, you know, like I need to learn from everybody and get to know everybody. And I want to know what's working well and what people want to change. And we'll make a plan and we'll just start chipping away. And I think that with great collaboration and buy-in from everyone, we can just do some really great things down in those communities.
And as we start to close things up, if there are those people in the community who want to reach out or contact you, is there a good way to go about doing that?
Yeah, no problem. Officially, I don't assume my full duties as superintendent until July 1st. However, you know, I do have an email set up in both districts, and it's just like my name, michael.volk, so michael.volk, V as in Victor, O-L-K. And then if you're doing Columbus, it's columbuscsd.org, or it's at wmucsd.org for Winfield Mount Union.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to add?
Just that I'm very excited. My wife just took our son and registered him for the four-year-old preschool down in Columbus, and they're just so kind to my wife. So we're just very excited to get down there and be a part of the community.
That was Dr. Michael Volk joining us on today's J.J. Nickton Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about his new role as the superintendent of Winfield Mount Union and Columbus. J.J. Nickton Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Nick Pett with KCII News.